Today, a bus... I need you to talk while I do this, too.
Okay.
Today, a bus full of penguins went off the tree, and I flew into a bus, and when I did, I almost died. And there was a tree trunk, and there were animals, and unicorns still exist. Rhinos are just fat unicorns. It's true. Rhinos are just fat unicorns. Obesity has spread to the unicorns.
Spread to the animal kingdom.
Yep.
And we're the ones to
land. Yeah, I'm keeping all this. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back. Oh, God, help us.
Welcome back to our particular brand of insanity.
Yeah, I gotta wear headphones. Ride the sunset over the rainbow. Cause it's time to be gay. Let's be gay. Don't you wanna be gay? We can all be gay. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fabulously Awesome Gay Show. After a year break, I'm Anthony, and Danielle is right there.
Hi.
Virtually right there.
Seriously, I'm right next to you. Turn to your right. Oh my god, there I am.
You're definitely not. There is air next to me. But,
yeah, there's kind of a floor to my left, so, yeah.
There's pizza to my right.
Oh, that's nice.
Unless you are pizza.
You never know.
You could be pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
anyway,
disturbing talk
point.
Of eating you. It's going to get really, really weird. Well, welcome back. Nothing has changed in a year. We're still the same.
We just spent an hour trying to fix problems on our computers so we could actually record. So really nothing is different at all.
Yeah.
You'd think after some time we'd get better at this, but no.
Nope, we've learned nothing. And that is what it matters the most. Time has not changed us.
Nope.
So we're going to go over every little story from everything that we... No, I'm just kidding.
that would take forever.
It would. If you're hearing this, you probably already know about the new feed because this is where it's going.
Surprise!
But yeah. Okay, so we moved to a new feed because... we're no longer at Podomatic, so do not go to that site for any reason. Do not listen to the donate to this thing, because they added something to the beginning of our show saying, this show needs your support, donate to them. But we're not getting anything.
Yeah, we don't get the money, so.
Yes, so don't donate to them. If you want to donate, I don't know.
Call us.
Call me. 484. No, I'm just kidding.
Leave us a message on our Facebook page. We'll give you an address you can make a checkout to.
Yes, facebook.com/fabgayshow. We actually have a couple more likes this time around.
Yeah, a couple people show up and say, oh, hi.
Which
where
just
have you gone?
Made
come
me
back. We like you.
Kinda.
They also say, we want to see your faces, and I laugh at them. I'm actually getting my hair cut on Thursday, so maybe I'll put up a picture, because my hair looks like hell, and it has for months.
Listen, I think you guys deserve the whatever fantasy you've made up about us in your head. I don't want to post a picture.
Clearly, you think I'm sexier than I really am.
Oh, I know we're sexy, but I don't want to expose that.
I mean, because I'm a blonde, like you, supermodel.
Oh, yeah. I weigh 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to actually say hi to a couple of the people that joined our Facebook. Let's see.
Well, first we have to say hi, Sam.
Sam!
Sam is our longest listener.
Sam, are you still listening?
I really don't know. We should let her know.
I don't know. But I want to say hi to Gordon, who added us. Gordon W. the third. I don't think you really needed that. Yeah. And then there were, there's too many to try to figure out because... Anyway, we have a new logo, which you probably notice.
It's very rainbow-licious.
Don't know if that's going to be the permanent thing yet. I am working on an app for Android and for the iTunes store.
Really? You're working on an app?
I am. It is going
to
take...
You can tell me these things.
It is going... Surprise!
Seriously. I don't have to know how to do all that technical bullshit, but you can at least let me know when you're doing it.
Well, I wanted to kind of see how this would go before I...
Gotcha.
...finalize the rest of
the
work.
So you just let the cat out of the bag?
Yes. I'm all about letting things out of
the bag. Probably didn't like it in the bag anyway.
Listen... This is already gonna.
My cats like bags, especially paper bags. They like to hide in them. Anyway, we should get back to the point. What is the point? We're no longer at Podomatic. We're somewhere else.
Yes, we are out.
Where is that somewhere else?
We are now with Liberated Syndication, also known as Libsyn. So you can find our new show at Fab Gay Show, FabGayShow .libsyn.com.
Ooh.
And the main reason we switch is because there's unlimited space for us to store past episodes. Whereas on Podomatic, I would have to actually delete episodes that are older than, like, I'd only be able to keep up a max of maybe like 20 at a time.
Plus, they were running stupid ads about donating to us where we wouldn't get money.
Exactly!
Yeah, alright. Just
give me a dollar out of it.
Did they?
Yeah, so, yeah. Our email address is still the same, fabgayshow@yahoo.com.
Anthony checks that on occasion. I have nothing to do with it.
I still like peanuts.
But if you post on the Facebook page, I can see it and I can answer.
Yes. So add us on Facebook because we're attention whores.
We really are.
I crave it. That's the only reason why I started doing this again.
Yeah, he likes the attention and I'm just bored.
I like the likes on Facebook.
He's like, yay, somebody liked us.
Yeah, we had like 4 or 5 more likes from people we have no idea who they really are.
And that's awesome.
And we're popular between the age groups of 25 to 34, and that makes me happy.
Neither of us are between 20. You're 25.
You're almost 25.
Yeah.
25 and three quarters. 24 and three quarters.
I'm not... Yeah, that's right.
24 and negative...
So neither of us are...
25 and negative three quarters? That still counts, right?
I just turned 24 last month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry. You're not in our age group.
No.
No, it's okay.
Hey, that means I can find sexy older women. No, don't tell the girl I'm talking to about that.
You like sexy older women?
Anyway!
Wait, you're into older women?
Huh?
You're into older women? Is that what we're saying?
I'm into any women right now. And sometimes men.
Sometimes men.
Yeah.
Listen.
I had an almost date with a man, and then he dumped me before I went out with him.
What happened? What an almost date?
He and I had known each other for a while, and we were talking again, and he wanted to wait until he started school again and made sure that everything was okay and he could deal with dating again. And then he dumped me. So we had been talking, and then he was like, oh, well, I decided to pursue somebody else. I'm like, so I just spent the last 2 months, like, talking to you and cultivating a potential relationship, and you just, like, quote-unquote dumped me. Gee, thanks.
See, here's the thing. That's kind of why I don't want to get involved with someone who still kind of has a thing for their ex.
I understand.
This is about no one in particular, per se.
Just people in general. It sucks to get involved with somebody who's still into their ex.
Exactly. I've managed to go this long without being dumped, and I do not want to ruin Adele's music by getting dumped.
Exactly.
I love her CDs too much to start listening to them and be like, oh my god, rolling in the deep. I don't even know what it means, but it's sad.
I'm going to go out and set fire to some rain.
Exactly. I don't want to be thinking about that stuff.
I have a bad joke about that. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if Adele is setting fire to the rain and it's raining men, does that mean that Adele's a lesbian? From the silence, my joke isn't that good.
I'm trying to play it out in my head, and I'm not sure if you're calling gay men falling from the sky flamers, or...
No, I'm just saying that if it's raining men and Adele's setting fire to the rain, does that mean she hates men?
That was an equally bad joke on my part. I apologize.
It really was.
Moving on.
Clearly, we should not make jokes on this podcast.
All right, well, it's been fun, and that's the end of episode one. Or episode 25. Clearly this is a horrible idea.
Are you kidding?
Of course.
We actually had topics this time.
This time. Oh. Jerry Sandusky.
Mm.
I don't even know why I just said that randomly.
Comment.
Our last show was the 22nd of last year. September.
Mm-hmm.
22nd of September of last year. Anyway. I want to cut out all this. Can we start over?
All right, so what's our first topic for the day, Anthony?
Ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Fabulously Awesome Gay Show. I'm Anthony, and here is Danielle.
Hi.
And, yeah, so the word faggot gets tweeted over 30,000 times a day because there's no such thing as segues in this show.
The word faggot gets tweeted how many times a day?
30,000 times a day.
There's a website that's been... Is that just in English or in other languages?
Not entirely. It doesn't really say. It kind of... there's a site called nohomophobes.com that has been basically tracking the word faggot as it appears in tweets. And last week alone, it was tweeted 218,946 times in a week.
I don't like that word.
I absolutely have no care for the word either way. I am indifferent.
I can deal with the word fag. I'm okay with that, but faggot, it's just like you're trying too hard to insult me. Like when people call bras brassieres, you're just trying too hard.
What's another name for dresser? What is it?
Armoire.
Yes! That's it. I'm like, can we just say dresser or cabinet or something? Can we call it a half dresser, half cabinet? Armoire.
Wardrobe.
I feel like I'm trying to be French when I say it. Armoire. Armoire.
I feel like my dresser has grown arms and they're going to get me.
Au revoir, armoire.
Anyway, so yeah, when they use that word, I just feel like they're trying too hard.
Sounds like a French cologne. Armoire by Calvin Klein.
Oh, dear.
So okay, so speaking of faggot.
Track some of these tweets with the word faggot and see what happens. I have a Twitter, but I haven't used it in a very long time.
I stopped using Twitter. I didn't really use it that much anyway, but usually my attempted humor is way too long for it to fit on Twitter.
Exactly.
So I just stick to Facebook posting. Yeah. But speaking of faggot, one of my coworkers, I guess it was last week, we were talking about one of our other coworkers that everyone in our company hates. And he was like, yeah, that faggot. And then he was like, oops, sorry, I didn't mean... I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Just stop.
And like I said, I'm so indifferent to the word. I don't know if maybe it's because I've said it so much about myself that it doesn't have the same effect as it would on someone else.
But then words dyke and cunt. I think dyke describes a particular type of lesbian, and I think cunt is just a funny word.
Thank you. I love cunt. I call my dog cunt.
The one day one of our
and heifer.
Bosses was being awful, and we described her as a something cunt, and I just started laughing.
Well, I could describe a lot of bosses as cunts, but...
Apparently that word offends some people, and I just think it's funny.
Well, that's the thing with the whole... When he said the faggot thing, then he went and... Then he spent an hour, like, talking, trying to, like, backpedal, and I'm like,
you're like,
oh,
just stop.
My God, give up. It's like, it's the same thing all over again. And he did it twice, so he did it the second time, too. It was like, I didn't mean anything by it. You know, I don't mean because he's gay. I'm like, okay, I get it. He's a faggot. I agree. Let's move on. And I was
That's like, just, exactly. Just because you're gay doesn't mean that the word faggot just instantly.
I was like, I don't associate the word inherently with gay anyway. I was like, would it make you happy if I called you a faggot? Is that what you want? Are you afraid that I'm going to call the boss and be like, hey, you just called me a faggot. Fire him, quick.
Exactly.
I'm like, you didn't mean it in the way that I would have made... That's the thing. Like, it wasn't said in a way that I would have taken offense to anyway. Like, if you said, that gay faggot, cock-sucking son of a bitch, then I would have been like, okay,
Excuse me.
Let's breathe down a little bit. Like, let's slow this down. I don't know what's going on here. You got any crosses in your trunk that you want to burn or anything? But let's let's relax a little bit. And it's not the first cork that has done that or has said that and like backpedaled. I'm like, I don't care. I'll admit I use the word sometimes, and not in reference to gay either. Usually, it's when I'm getting cut off by a person who doesn't use a turn signal.
Right.
And that's the only word left.
That bothers me so much.
That's the only word left that I have any sting left. I've cursed so much, none of the other words are, they're basically like me saying hello. I don't say faggot
hey, bitch, what's up?
Exactly. Like, I will follow someone an hour past my turn just to get next to them and flip them off and yell at them.
An hour?
Maybe not an hour. I drove, like, maybe 5 minutes following this dickhead just to pull up next to him in the morning and flip him the fuck off and yell.
Well, I'm glad that you have your anger nice and controlled like that.
Am I not the happiest motherfucking person, you know?
That's true.
I'm all smiles and jokes.
Most of the time. Except the one who's cursing his computer because it won't work.
True that, technology.
Anyway. Well, no, that's true, though. A lot of people use the word gay to mean, like, stupid. And they'll say it and they'll be like, no offense. And I'm like, you're describing a stupid person. I'm not stupid. Granted, I don't necessarily like using that word for that purpose, but...
Yeah.
Most of our servers at work are teenagers. And so they'll say things like, that's so gay, and I'll be like, really? What's homosexual about it? And they just look at me. And I'm like, pick a better word choice.
The ad campaign for that whole not using gay thing gave me cancer.
Oh my god, I said that at work one day. This gives me cancer. And somebody told me I was crazy. And I was like, you have to understand.
No, I say it all the time. It gives me cancer. It makes me feel like I'm dying inside. And that's pretty much what I mean by it. But I don't know what I originally said a second ago. What were we talking about?
The word faggot and gay.
Oh, and gay.
It's offensive to some people, but not to us.
Well, there were commercials about it. One of them was with, who's the recently came out lesbian comedian? She's black. Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
One was with her. And they it's basically like, it's usually like two random people in a situation. One was two girls at the mall. They were like looking at shirts, and then Hillary Duff comes in and is like, you shouldn't say gay, that hurts people's feelings. And I'm like, why would anyone want to listen to Hillary Duff?
Ooh.
Or Wanda Sykes? These are the most random people and the most random situations to show up and be like,
I agree with you.
You They're shouldn't kind of say that anymore.
But seriously, think about your word choice. Even though you're not offending us, you might offend somebody else.
Exactly. Which is why...
Like using the N-word. I'm white, so I don't tend to use that word because people get pissed off.
Well, I'm going to now go down the list of everything offensive.
Okay.
This will spark a... No.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that. You crazy?
You've done it before.
No, I haven't. Have I? Yep.
Not everything offensive, but the one time you were just running through curse words.
You know who gets away with it that I love? It's a comedian. It's not Bill Burr. It's Louis C.K.
I've heard of him, but I've never heard him. One of the guys at work likes comedians, so he tells me about various people, and that's one he's told me about.
He's a comedian you really need to check out, because he's one of those comedians that everyone kind of accepts the fact that he says whatever he wants, because it's a joke. Like, that's what I... People get so offended with the dumb shit, it gives me insanity. I'm getting a phone call, hold on. Insanity. Because there was, like, one of his jokes, he's talking about a deer, and he calls the deer a faggot nigger cunt deer.
Oh my.
All at the same time, all in a row. It's like one of the opening jokes, so it's kind of like, everyone's like, okay, that's a way to start the show. But it's like, everyone's like, but it's funny, like, he's not doing it to
offend large groups of people. He's mad, and so he's calling the deer names, like you do in your car when somebody cuts you off.
Exactly. The deer has no race, gender, or creed, so none of those words really apply to it and can be
I'm pretty sure the deer has a gender, dear.
Oh, well.
But I knew what you meant.
Unique deers.
The deer has no gender. Yeah, I think it does. Anyway.
God. I don't know. I think comedians should have like a free pass to say whatever the hell they want.
Well, if we're in America, it's freedom of speech. Pretty much can say whatever you want. Get censored if you're on public television.
Who is that comedian? Daniel Tosh. You know him?
Of him, yes.
Okay. Well, he has a show called Tosh.0, blah, blah, blah.
I'm aware of that, yes.
Anybody who's listened to his comedy act or has seen his show knows that he may sometimes cross a line that shouldn't exist to begin with, but he'll say some random things. Like, he'll make rape jokes. And then, like, he was at a show and he made a rape joke.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Someone got offended, went home and made a blog post about it, and it got up and he apologized. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? I was like, the joke had a It was based on a premise that doesn't even exist. Like,
it's like, I'm sorry that you were offended by my rape joke. I'm like, still going to make it. I'm just sorry that you're offended by it.
It sucks to be you. It sucks to live in a world where you take offense to such dumb, random, trivial shit.
Mm.
Get over it, you kindergarten sons of
bitches. Now, I understand if you were a person that had been raped and it had been a big deal for you, how you might be have a problem with it.
If that's the case and you decided to go to a Daniel Tosh show, you should really evaluate your decision making, because
he's gonna offend you.
Yes. Both of his albums that he's put out have rape jokes. He talks about his sister getting raped because he switched her pepper spray with Silly String.
I mean, hilarious.
Come on now. I mean, it's not like he's just... I don't know. I just don't get it.
All right.
But speaking of misspeaking anyway, oh, look at these segues. Do you see them?
You actually have segues this time.
Even though it's bad that you announce it.
So what's your segue into this time?
Oh, people saying things that are apparently offending people. This whole Paris Hilton thing, did you hear about that? The recording?
I don't think so.
Like a limo, I guess a limo driver, it was like a cab driver secretly recorded a conversation between her and one of her gay friends.
Well, A, that's not appropriate, but B, okay.
Yes. Thank you, amen. Should not have made it out because it was a private conversation and you illegally recorded her ass, even though she, I mean, what?
What was the conversation about?
Okay, thank you. Okay, so they were talking about Grindr, which is, I don't know if you know it, it's an app on the phone, on like both markets, where you can find sexual partners, and it'll like, it goes down to like telling you like, they're 10,000 feet from you, they're 5 feet from you. Like, it is really gaydar for your phone, like high-tech gaydar.
That's kind of cool and kind of creepy at the same time.
Yeah, and it's really mostly for hookups and shit.
Right.
I'm assuming. I don't know this is fact, by the way. No, seriously.
No comment.
But
we'll talk about that part later. But
in reference to her gay friend bringing a Grindr, she said, "Ew, let me do my Paris Hilton. Ew, gay guys are the horniest people in the world. Most of them probably have AIDS. I would be so scared if I was a gay guy. You'll like die of AIDS."
Okay, we have to think about who this is coming from. Has Paris Hilton ever said anything intelligent, ever?
Thank you. That's what I don't get. They act like this is fucking the princess of... This isn't the president of the United States saying this. This isn't someone that really has any power to make any decision that should affect anyone other than is pink in or not.
Paris Hilton said something stupid and I was offended by it. Great. Go have a nice day. Write her a nasty Twitter post.
And that's what
Paris Hilton offended me. Send!
It's just like... First, it was a private conversation. Second of all, it's Paris Hilton. That's like taking offense if Hitler says...
I don't like Jewish people.
Yeah, like, no shit. Who cares? He's a horrible person.
Well, that's a little bit different. But okay, I get where you're going.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
No, but seriously, though. I mean, on one hand, I can sort of understand where she's coming from, because apparently... Okay, I'm not going to say that I know this. I know that when AIDS first came to be about, a lot more gay men had AIDS than anyone else. Correct?
I'm going to assume so.
Because...
Well, it started off... It originally wasn't even called AIDS to begin with. It was called something else, and I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was considered a gay disease at first because we didn't know anything about it. We assumed that it was only passed from male to male through anal sex only, and later found out that it wasn't as exclusive as we thought it was.
Right.
Me, because I'm a scientist and I participated in the studies.
Hmm. Good for you.
I don't know where I am right now.
Anyway... So I can understand if that's what she thinks, that a lot of gay people have AIDS, I can understand why she would be afraid to be a gay male because she would get AIDS. Granted, the way she said it was kind of dumb and stupid, but Paris Hilton never says anything smart, so the end.
But saying that most gay guys have AIDS, really? Really? If that were the case, so many more lives would have passed before, like, the recent developments in reducing the cocktail of drugs you have to take. I don't know.
What if we learn from this? Paris Hilton is stupid.
It's stupid.
Don't take anything she says personally. All right, move on. Next topic, Anthony.
I just wanted to see how long we can make it silent. Go silent.
See, every time you do that, I feel like you've been disconnected or something bad has happened, so don't do that.
No. Have you seen the trailer for this movie, Pitch Perfect? It's called Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
Okay, I just want everyone to know, you need to go look at this trailer. It's called Pitch Perfect.
It has that girl in it that I don't like.
From Twilight?
No, the fat blonde chick who lives in Bridesmaids.
That is not the fat blonde chick from Bridesmaids. Oh my god.
No, she wasn't in Bridesmaids. She was in that other movie that my sister made me see. You know who I mean, though, don't you?
I know who you're talking about. She calls herself
Fat Amy.
I'm going
to have to do loud typing now. Let's find this.
She says Fat Amy because she doesn't want twig bitches calling her behind her back.
Right.
But anyway, check out the trailer for Pitch Perfect because that movie looks awesome and funny. And if you like Glee, you'll probably like it because it's singing and that's close enough to me.
You like singing and gay people. Does it have gay people in it?
I don't think so.
Glee
has gay. No, it's an all-girl choir.
It has women in it. So if you like singing and women, or you're gay and you like show tunes, you'd probably like that too.
All of you. It's not even show tunes. They're singing like rap songs.
I'm just going to shut up because I don't have a damn clue what I'm talking about.
They're singing rap songs a cappella style, yo. I can't believe it's only been 25 minutes. I feel like it's been 3 hours.
That's because we've been talking for 2 hours.
True that.
All right. It's called Pitch Perfect.
Are you still looking for her?
I got an iPhone now, so I can look shit like this up on my iPhone.
Ooh. Did you find it?
I did.
What else was she in, then?
It's an all-girls singing group.
We already established that.
She was in Bridesmaids.
Who was she in Bridesmaids?
She was some dude's sister.
I know her from a UK show. I don't know her from that.
All right, fine.
I don't know. Anyway, I like her. I love her. I think she's funny. She makes me smile.
Okay.
And she's a lesbian.
I think she's ugly and she gets on my nerves.
Well, you don't have to think she's cute to like her in a movie.
It's not that she's not cute, it's like she's just, ugh.
Ooh. Well, good.
Like, I don't consider myself terribly attractive or skinny, but that doesn't mean that I think I get on people's nerves. She just kind of gets on my nerves. Her style of comedy, I don't like it.
I can understand that.
All right, can we segue into the next thing? Because I feel like I'm being a horrible person right now. Segway.
Sorry.
Go.
Oh, there's a new TV show that I wanted to mention that you people should check out. And by you people, I mean the gays and the lesbians and the transgenders and the bisexuals and the queers and the questioning and the friends and the family and the supporters.
Allies.
Allies, supporters, friends,
family. And the straight people. You can check it out, too.
And heterosexuals, you are more than welcome to enjoy the gayness that is filling our television right now.
What is anyway, the show called, Anthony?
I was just about to say that, Mary. The show is called The New Normal.
Oh, that is a good show.
And I enjoy it, even though all the stereotypes I, oddly enough, seem to match.
Yeah, you do.
As far as like the references they make, I seem to be the only one of my friends that is getting these references. Like in the one episode, she's doing like Little Edie from the documentary called Grey Gardens, which I always quote.
I've seen it. It's a good documentary.
Oh my god, you've seen it?
I don't know if I've seen the documentary, but they made a movie about it.
An HBO special with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
I own both. You should see the documentary. It's just as good.
I don't think I've seen it because it wasn't on Netflix, to tell you the truth.
I think it might be on now. I'll have to look. But there's something mesmerizing about these characters. Anyway, the little girl from this TV show, The New Normal, starts like doing like impressions of her, Little Edie from that documentary. And that seems to be like
this girl is like 7, 8.
Oh yeah, she's in like elementary school, like first, second grade or some shit. But it's like that documentary's been sort of, I don't know how it became kind of like a gay cult classic kind of thing. Very, I don't know. But that there are references to that. Then they had references to another documentary, Paris is Burning. I don't know if anyone has watched that documentary.
I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
Yeah, that's the documentary about the underground ball culture in New York City, the different houses of battling and shit like that. Great documentary, love that. And they're quoting like all that stuff, and like there is some really stereotypical gay guys. And first of all, both of these gay guys are so cute.
They are
adorable. The one is from National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. His partner in those movies. The butcher one. Not the butcher as in meat cleaver butcher.
I'm so confused.
The one that butcher.
You can tell I work in food. All right. The doctor or the not doctor?
The doctor.
All right.
He's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, he is. He's
cute. The other guy, I don't know where he's from. He came out of nowhere.
He actually looks like a guy I know, but that's ridiculous.
Have you seen each of the episodes so far? Have you seen all the episodes?
Yes.
Okay, the really gay guy, when he was shopping for baby clothes.
With the little froggy head.
Yes!
That was so cute!
So adorable. He looked like a big kid. I was like, you are so adorable. I want to take you home, tuck you in, and read you a story. Oh my god.
I like the girl that who is their surrogate too. I like her.
She's cool.
Yeah,
I like the grandma.
I just like the gay guys. I like her. She's trying to make something of herself, and I like her. The grandmother, on the other hand, she's just...
I really like all the characters, including that racist, hard, stereotyping grandmother. You really should watch this show. And the black lady that's their, the doctor's secretary or whatever.
No, she's the other guy's secretary. We need to learn these characters' names.
I don't know who the hell. I don't know, but sassy black woman. Oh, yeah, she played the coach that was going against Sue Sylvester.
Yeah, she was the synchronized swimming coach.
That's it. Yeah, so she's in this show, and love her. This show is just good.
It is.
Basically,
it's really good.
It's if Modern Family was focused just around the gay guys, is what they're saying right now.
Sort of, yeah.
But the comments on this, like, I watched it on Hulu, and as I'm watching it on Hulu, I'm, like, cycling through some of the comments.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, why are people taking this stuff so to heart? Like, one of the comments was, like, I'm highly offended by the name of the show. It's one thing to have shows like Modern Family where a gay family is part of the show. That's a reasonable slice of life you might find in any major city. But to give a show name that presupposes the idea of gay families not being only tolerated or accepted, but normal, is going a little bit far.
Okay, have you ever watched the opening credits to the show? And it shows like a whole bunch of different kind of families. So what it's saying is that the new normal is that there is no normal anymore and families are different.
Well, these people are just up in arms over everything.
They can just shut their ass.
I'm trying to find out. Well, there was another comment here that I was just like, really?
People can get offended over everything.
32 years old, I please. Go away, her granddaughter. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my god. And then people are picking apart the fact that the ages of the people are too close. And that the fact that the mother would have had to have been 16 to have her child, and then the grandmother would have had to have been 16 to have her daughter. I'm like, why does this matter? You're going off the actress's actual age. Really?
That's actually kind of the point of the show, is that they were all born really young and they all made stupid mistakes. Goldie's trying to fix herself and make it better for her daughter.
And didn't they even mention that? Like,
yeah.
Both me and my mother had babies at 16. Babies having babies. Ta-da!
Yeah. She's like, I was a grandmother at 35 or something like that.
I do love one comment that says, I love bigots. They make me feel intelligent.
Which I agree. Is true.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get that on bumper sticker.
let's see. Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people saying basically the same thing. Like, this show is cliche and, you know.
Okay, seriously. Stereotypical. There's a lot of shows out there that do a lot of stupid shit. Well, that's the thing. Why can't we have one that's gay-centric?
They're being overly critical of this. And it's the same thing in all the other shows, too. There's a lot of generalities and stereotypes that are pushed and poked in your eye until you're like, okay, I get it. Like, but it's... I don't know. I think it's a good show
and it's a good concept. Yeah, they're stereotypical, but okay, the one character is very gay and stereotypical. And guess what? There's gay people like that out there. That's why we have the stereotype to begin with.
I think that's why I'm okay with all this shit, is because I see these people in real life. Like, maybe if you're... And that's the issue, I think, is with these... It's okay to not want to be... I'm not saying every guy has to be, like... Every guy or girl has to be, like, hardcore gay rights, flag-wearing, everywhere you go, in-your-face, I'm gay kind of person. But to be so hyper-masculine, hyper-feminine, to the point where you just can't imagine this existing as... or representing something you're a part of, like, as far as a group or a general... I don't know, general group, it is just insane to me. Like, I don't want to be, I don't, when people say gay, I don't want them thinking that I'm that way. Well, no, that's not even the thing. It's like, breathe. No one's saying that you're this queen, okay?
Okay.
We're just saying that these queens exist. We can go on
stereotypicals and say something like, you're female and all females are bad drivers. That's a good stereotype, right? Are all females out there bad drivers? No. But there are some.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where the stereotype came to be. There are flaming gays who are very feminine, whatever, but not all of them are like that. I mean, I'm female and I'm gay, but I'm not a raging dyke.
And I'm that
lot of people who I work with didn't even know I was gay until I told them.
Oddly enough, a lot of people don't know I'm gay, or didn't know I was gay. Don't know really? How, but... Well, no, apparently no. I tote a line somewhere between feminine and regular. I don't want to, not regular.
And straight.
No, I don't want to say straight. I don't know. I don't always describe myself as I'm not feminine, but I'm not masculine either.
You're androgynous. I'm far from
masculine, androgynous. I no more labels. I don't need any more, damn it. I have enough.
All right. But that's what not feminine, not masculine means. It's androgynous.
If I
have a friend who, her name is Jamie, and a lot of people mistake her for a man because she's very androgynous, and that name is gender neutral.
I'm only androgynous in the way I act, though. It's not in reference to how I dress,
no, I know.
Talk, or...
All right.
If I went by labels, I would be covered by my name is stickers everywhere. I don't have room for any more.
I've stopped caring what people think about me. Unless they think that I do, like, a crappy job at work or I'm an overall bad person, I basically stopped caring what they think about me. You don't like me? Well, I probably don't like you either. So, have a nice day.
Suck it!
Yeah. One of the servers at work found out I was gay, and he, like, all of the... And I'm just like, just calm down. I'm the same person as 2 minutes ago. You just know that I like women now.
They start hyperventilating.
Huh?
I said they started hyperventilating.
No, he had made a stupid joke, and one of my friends was like, oh my god, you know she's gay, she's probably offended by that. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Just calm down. It's fine.
I'm more offended at the automatic assumption that I'm going to be offended by something you said because it references something I am. Do you get that? Or am I just making, like...
Now, sometimes when you make a gay joke, like, sort of like what... No, I can't even...
How many gay guys could you fit on a bar stool?
I don't even want to know.
4 if you flip it upside down.
That's awful.
I've never really heard that anywhere, but I'm pretty sure it's out there.
No, but like... Just because you say something derogatory about gay people doesn't mean I'm going to be upset. Now, if you say something that I take offense to, yeah, I'll be upset. Like, all gays are dirty because they have sex with... yeah, I'm going to take offense to that, but if you say, I don't know, I can't think of anything right now.
I need. To
but just because I'm gay does not mean I'm going to be offended.
Exactly.
I make gay jokes. A lot.
The more you know. There should be like a. I feel like I should put background music in this.
I made straight jokes too.
Straight jokes? What's a straight joke?
Well, any joke with a heterosexual context as opposed to a gay context. Like, one of the guys at my work, we have a new guy, and he was setting it up with a new guy, and he's like, something, help him and be nice to him. And he's like, and I made a joke about how he's a kind and gentle lover.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a gay joke, because they're both male.
Okay.
But if I had done the same thing with a straight person, it would be a straight joke.
I gotcha.
Anything, okay.
I'm so out of it.
All right, do we have any more topics for the day?
Well, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook.
We've already said this like 4 times.
I know, but I feel like this is the most important part of the coming back is reiterating this is true. Where we are.
Look at us on Facebook. Tell you exist. Us, you yep. exist. We like to know that you exist and that you listen.
Feel free to send us stories if you want to hear us talk about something.
Tell yes. us if we've offended you. Tell us if yes. we've not offended you. Yes. Tell us if you want us to offend you.
Yes.
I mean, whatever. We like knowing that there's people out here that like to hear us talking, because you know what? Otherwise, we're just talking to ourselves.
And this is the first show back, so don't judge us based on this one.
Well, you can judge us a little.
Oh, I guess. Send us topics, though, or news stories or shit you want to hear us talk about.
We are going to have a political episode coming up, and I know a lot of you don't like politics, but we're going to talk about stupid things that our candidates are doing.
Yeah, and you can feel free to skip that. It'll be easily labeled, so you'll know this is not something I want to listen to.
And if you do want to listen to it, I'm pretty sure it's just going to be amusing anyway.
Absolutely. So, thank you for listening, and...
Have a nice day!
Yes. Fabulously awesome gay show.